Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you Zion Calling, Bob Marley's Sacred Journey into Rastafari. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music, into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. He didn't just sing about Zion. He lived for it. Dreadlocks weren't fashion. Ganja wasn't escape. Every lyric, every ritual, every moment was part of a spiritual awakening that the world barely understood. Before the fame, before the revolution, before the world crowned him a reggae king, Bob Marley was searching for truth. He had seen too much betrayal, too much poverty, too many people left behind by governments and systems that never cared. He had questions. He was angry. But he wasn't lost. He was listening. And one day, the voice that answered him didn't come from the radio. It didn't come from the streets. It came from Rastafari. To many outsiders, Rastafari was misunderstood. They saw the dreadlocks, the smoke, the red, gold, and green. But they didn't see the foundation, the deep-rooted spiritual system born out of resistance and prophecy. They didn't see the movement rising from the ashes of slavery, colonialism, and religious distortion. But Bob, he saw it all. To him, Rastafari was liberation. It was Africa calling him home through the echoes of drums and ancestral fire. It wasn't just a faith. It was a reclamation of dignity, of divine blackness, of spiritual sovereignty in a world that erased both history and identity. Bob Marley became more than a student of Rastafari. He became a servant of it. He began reading ancient texts. He stopped cutting his hair, embracing the Nazarite vow. He started to see Babylon everywhere. In corrupt governments, in police brutality, in corporate greed, in religious institutions that colonized the spirit. And most of all, he started singing different. His lyrics grew heavier, more sacred. His songs stopped entertaining and started educating. Jah Live, Rastaman Chant, Exodus, One Drop, Forever Loving Jah. These weren't just tracks, they were scriptures, set to rhythm. He praised Haile Selassie I, the Ethiopian emperor revered in Rasta teachings as the returned Messiah. Many thought it strange, this Jamaican dread calling an African king Jah. But Bob didn't need them to understand. His faith wasn't about explaining. It was about embodying. And oh, how he embodied it. When he toured the world, it wasn't just reggae he brought, it was reverence. He didn't separate stage from sanctuary. Every performance was church. The smoke was incense. The rhythm, prayer. The message, deliverance. He once said, "I don't come to bow, I come to conquer." But what he really meant was this: I come to awaken. To awaken the broken, the forgotten, the exploited. To awaken black consciousness. To awaken a sleeping generation who had been told their worth was tied to chains and silence. His journey wasn't without contradiction. He wasn't perfect. He wrestled with doubt, pride, and pain like all prophets do. But one thing never wavered: his devotion to Jah. And for those who listened, really listened, he didn't just entertain them. He baptized them. You could feel it. In the way he closed his eyes when he sang. In the way he raised his arms to the heavens during redemption song. In the way his voice trembled when chanting, Jah, Rastafari. That wasn't performance. That was prayer. Bob Marley's legacy isn't just in the music. It's in the millions who started growing their hair, questioning authority, seeking spiritual freedom, and calling on Jah from their corners of the world. It's in the African diaspora reawakening. It's in the fire of protest songs and the sacredness of rhythm. It's in the belief that Zion is not just a place, it's a path. And Bob, he walked it barefoot, unapologetic, eyes lifted, heart open, guided by faith, dreadlocks, and the eternal drumbeat of home.